Executive chef and avid outdoorsman Randy King went to hunt black-tailed deer in Kodiak, Alaska, and after some time, he found a great little buck, had him in his crosshairs, and then started shaking, as in buck fever. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Put my heart rate through the roof, and I had to stop and sit on the side of a mountain for about 5 minutes and just watch this buck feed before I finally took the shot on him and ended up getting him. For me, that is what it's all about on the hunting, is that experience that you get not only great meat, but getting to feel like you're out on an adventure, you're doing something fun. And I haven't shaken like that with hunting an animal in years. So that, for me, it really kind of refreshed how much I love hunting and going out and having those really cool adventures, things that you just can't normally have, you know, around the house, you know, watching cartoons on a Saturday morning.
So your next book will be entitled Getting Over Deer Fever.
Sit there and wait for a second, then you're going to shoot better. Yeah, it was really cool. So seeing the Kodiak brown bears too was a jaw-dropping experience. I was trying to cheat the system a little bit. I'd heard that the deer all lived up on the top of the mountains. So I was like, well, there's got to be some deer down low. And if I go to a place that there's no pressure, I'm bound to run into a deer. Well, I started headed off towards this place called the Sacramento River. And I cut a track right on the river and started going downstream on kind of a braided stream, and I could see it in the sand. Well, I happened to go around a blind corner and run into a Kodiak brown bear at about 40 yards. And that is a way to make your gut fall out of your body.
As I said, buck fever. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.